Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Well, the big weather is trending for today. Lake effect snow machine, as you said, is cranking along and doing exactly what it did. That's in effect until Friday. So all of today, lake effect is going to hammer with intense snowfall areas, basically south of Buffalo, though it might creep up into Buffalo and the eastern suburbs as that storm, as that weather system is just bringing very cold air, picking up the water, the moisture from the lake, and turning it into snow and then dumping it on the ground. The East Coast got hammered yesterday with a very, very intense rainstorm. Rain and ice in some areas, but Jan, I'm talking right from basically Georgia up through East Coast Canada got slammed with intense rain. In Boston, you know how they do the underground, like those tunnel roads instead of a bridge? So they got to put everything underground. Well, when it rains like that, those get flooded out. One of the major ones did get flooded out in that big city. So,
but it was crazy. I mean, even in Buffalo yesterday, it was, you know, warm-ish, you know, where you could go outside in a sweater, you know, afternoon. Yeah. But and in Boston, though, it was like 60 degrees, 61, something like that.
But so the rain was intense.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
So lake effect will be an issue. Many major school districts have closed for today, including Buffalo Public Schools. That is the biggest one in this area. Bills owners have partnered up with a group of investors. So it was back in April that the ownership talked about they were exploring the potential sale of a non-controlling stake in the team. National Football League had to take a look at these people and say, okay, yeah, you'll be part because they very much control who owns teams within their league. So that was approved on Wednesday. And a new ownership group, and they're saying a non-controlling stake, so you'll get some of the perks, but none of the say, if you will, consists of 10 limited partners. The notable ones, Jozy Altidor, former U.S. men's soccer team star, part of the group that includes NBA legends Tracy McGrady and Vince Carter, who I spotted early in the season. I think it was maybe the first home game, maybe the second home game, they were walking the sidelines. I'm like, huh, what's the NBA doing here? And they were walking around basically, you know, kicking the tires, see what an NFL team is like to buy. And so they are part of this group. The rest of the folks did not play for the NBA. The rest of the people, it's a lot of investment people, money people that make up maybe 10 separate groups that are in
Do they get the profits?
Owners.
Do they share in the profits? Like if your team makes $1 million?
I would assume they do because most of them, as I said, are investment
people.
Well,
yeah. If they're an owner.
I'm not rich. Yes. I don't know.
So, yeah, but if they're an owner, they would get their, if they're 10%, they'd get their 10% of the profits the NFL owners would get.
Okay, so if you make $1 million, they get 10% of it. Yeah, I got you.
Right. Their stake in the team will rise and that will get them their profit.
Okay.
They will get.
So it's an investment. Profits. Okay, I understand.
Absolutely, it's an investment.
Yeah, I would say the NFL is an investment.
I can buy a brick.
You don't hear many NFL teams like you're struggling with the money.
No, but they usually make sure. Have investors though. The Bills aren't the first team
in. No, they're not. Mm-hmm. But it's a first for the Bills.
Right, right.
It's always been like Brady
owns a stake of the Raiders. Yeah.
Yes, but for the Bills, they've never shared the ownership. It's always been one. You know. Ralph or, you know, now the Pegulas. It's always been just them. It's the first time that the Bills split up ownership or take on non-controlling owners.
They can do whatever they want with the money, I heard. So, whew.
And most of the people are doing it. I mean, I don't know who would spend that much money just to get what good seats. Who knows? Invites to a party. I'm sure there are perks with the non-controlling ownership, but yeah, it's for a money investment.
Some will go on to be owners, though. It does happen in rare occasions.
Yes, once they're part of the network, and then if another team needs ownership or something like that, yeah, that's kind of
a bigger stake in another team or
a foot in the door, I think is the term. Bill Belichick officially being hired by University of North Carolina made the announcement yesterday that Bill Belichick, winner of a bunch of Super Bowls or something like that, anyhow, will be the first college job. He's never done that, and sometimes that's seen as a step the other way, but it's his next step. Kids eat free at this college, so that's fantastic for a son and his girlfriend. I'm kidding. He's 72. Hmm. He's fine. He has he's been out of coaching this season after splitting with the Patriots. His father was the Tar Heels assistant coach back in the 1950s, so there is some family history with the University of North Carolina. He succeeds Mac Brown, who was fired last month. They did not give out financial terms of the contract yet, but the school said it's a 5-year deal, assuming the Board of Trustees agrees. I think the numbers and all the perks will come out soon, but right now they're not putting out any numbers. Big news from Selena Gomez. She's engaged. For real, for real. This is a real thing. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco captioned some photos showing off her diamond sparkler, saying forever begins now. Three words, bold statement. The music producer also confirmed on her post, wait, that's my wife. Selena and Benny have been dating for more than a year. It's been magical to watch their little process. And if you're not best friends with them, at least they send photos, so that's nice. Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco, engaged.
Her ring. Oh my.
It's cute.
Her ring is like the bottom third of her knuckle. It's huge. I get Jeff Zimmer on the phone because I'm not sure how many diamonds this is. It's just adorable. And then, wow. Yeah.
Benny's doing okay. I assume he bought this.
Taylor Swift, of course, her good friend. She wrote on the comments, yes, I will be the flower girl. Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. I think that's awesome.
Pressure's on, huh, Tay-Tay?
Jennifer Aniston said, honey, congratulations, sweet mama.
Oh,
yeah. Mm. It's cute. Yeah.
Mm. Anybody from Wizards of Waverly Place chime in?
No, but you know what? This is the awkward thing. That's more pressure for Travis Kelce, because as soon as your friends start getting engaged,
like,
and then
I'm
you're
saying,
kind of, yeah, exactly.
TikTok, Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By the way, your girl Taylor Swift and Beyonce among Forbes 100 most powerful women of 2024. And this is beyond media and everything. Taylor Swift ranked 23rd, but did take the number one spot in the media and entertainment category. She holds the 24th place in a separate Forbes list, and that's America's Self-Made Women. Her wealth, largely built from song royalties, and you know she tours. Her live performances, almost $600 million from those two sources alone.
23rd, Nick? I mean, who were the other 22 women that did better than Taylor Swift?
Of America's Self-Made Women?
Yeah, I mean,
Forbes said you have to subscribe to find out.
Oh, okay.
Well, there I mean, go. She prints money. There's nobody richer than her on this
planet.
But
it's not just rich, but it's how she is. She's self-made. And if you look at how she is self-made herself, I can't wait to see who they find.
She prints the darn money.
What 22 women are ahead of her?
Her gross national product is bigger than most countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong about that.
She hypnotizes grown women like Janet. I mean,
she does. Time is announcing the person of the year today, too.
So we've got all of these. She's already been on that list. She was last year's. So we'll see who is
It's probably Donald Trump. It's got to be Donald Trump, right?
I don't know. There was a list of finalists.
Yeah.
And sometimes
I think Kate Middleton was on the list. Elon Musk, Kamala Harris.
I'd put Jason and his wife on there.
Oh, Jason would be great.
His wife's got the number one podcast in America now. Beat Joe Rogan. Unbelievable.
No way.
Unbelievable.
Kylie Kelsey?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, she's cute.
Actually,
she seems
pretty
real.
Good. She's pretty
relatable.
Good doing it. Honestly, her interview skills are pretty good. Somebody's been working
with her. If she can just keep to who she is.
I mean, if Janet ever wants to, you know, leave, I mean, I have your replacement.
You'll work with
So you're going to replace me with Kylie Kelsey.
I'll work with Kylie Kelsey. I mean, I mean, if I can handle Janet, Kylie.
That's good company.
Yeah, you're easy. I mean, really.
That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:29.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.